This book is for the child who thinks heaven is in the sky and hell is under the ground, has never heard of London or Paris, and thinks a Dane is a kind of dog. It is to give a traveler's view of the world, but not a commercial traveler's view. It is to show the child what is beyond the horizon, from Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. It is to show him not only the seven wonders of the world, but the 70 times seven wonders of the world. When I was a boy in New England, we had for Thanksgiving six kinds of pie: apple, peach, cranberry, custard, mince, and pumpkin. But I was allowed to have only two kinds, and I never could make a satisfactory choice. I have had the same difficulty in selecting geographical places and subjects to tell about. There are too many most important places in the world to be included in this first survey. And there will inevitably be those readers who will wonder why certain countries and certain places have been omitted, especially the place where the reader may live. To me, as a child, geography was a bugbear of repellent names: climate and commerce, manufacturers and industries, and products, products, products. It seemed that the chief products of every place in the world were corn, wheat, barley, rye, or rye, barley, wheat, corn, or barley, corn, rye, wheat. In my geography, modern Greece had but a paragraph, because, I suppose, it did not produce wheat, corn, barley, rye. Geography was a stomach geography. The head and heart were left out. I loved the geography pictures and maps, but hated the text. Except for an occasional descriptive or narrative paragraph, the text was wholly unreadable. A confused jumble of headings and subheadings and sub-subheadings. Homework, notes, map studies, suggestions to teachers, helps, directions, questions, reviews, problems, exercises, recitations, lessons, picture studies, etc., etc., etc.